News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Wisconsin's Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen wants the full panel of judges at the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals to hear Wisconsin's gay marriage ban case. Let's get more from our Capitol correspondent, Andrew Beckett.
Van Hollen on Monday asked that all 10 active judges in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals hear arguments on their challenge to a federal judge's ruling that struck down Wisconsin's gay marriage ban. The request mirrors one from Indiana, which will have its appeal on a similar ruling heard at the same time. The court consolidated the two cases last week. Typically, cases at the appellate level are heard and decided by a 3-judge panel in a filing with the court. Van Hollen argues the unusual step of having all judges hear the case reflects the question of exceptional importance it represents in the Seventh Circuit and nationally. The court is expected to hear arguments in both appeals on August 13th.
Andrew Beckett, WSAU News.
Wausau's Human Resources Committee was behind closed doors last night. They were discussing a complaint filed by City Attorney Ann Jacobson. The exact nature of that complaint hasn't been made public yet. We do know it's against at least one city employee, and no names have been released. Yesterday, the committee heard from the lawyer who investigated the case. He's Jim Macy of Oshkosh, and his findings have also not been made public. An earlier memo says Jacobson complained when a legal opinion she sought about the Thomas Street widening project was rejected by some city staffers. They wanted a second opinion from a different lawyer, and that opinion was forwarded to city council without telling them that an earlier lawyer had looked at the case. The Thomas Street project is still stalled today. Most of its federal funding has been lost because the city did not follow the rules for notifying nearby property owners. President Obama says he is encouraged by Israel's proposal for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas militants in Gaza. The president told dinner guests at the White House last night the U.S. wants peace and security for Israelis and Palestinians. But Hamas's armed wing has rejected the ceasefire plan. They say, quote, "The battle with the enemy continues and will increase in ferocity and intensity." Wausau police say they're looking for a man involved in a hit-and-run yesterday morning around 6:30 near Franklin Elementary School. Lieutenant Nathan Peratsky says the incident happened when a man driving a cream-colored Ford Crown Victoria ran into a woman, then fled the scene. She was taken to Wausau Aspirus Hospital. Peratsky says the man and woman apparently knew each other. The accident may have been the result of a separate argument.
The two parties involved do know each other as potentially some type of relationship argument or something of that nature. Appears to be, isolated between just involving only those two people.
Anyone with information should call Wausau Police, 715-261-7800. We have that number posted on our website at WSAU.com. Authorities have released the name of a Clark County teenager who was killed in a Sunday morning traffic crash. The teen identified as 16-year-old Marvin High. Deputies say he was headed westbound on Meridian Avenue when 21-year-old Elizabeth Brew failed to yield to a stop sign. Both cars landed in the ditch after striking utility poles. The cause of death, high rate of speed. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. The case remains under investigation. A new survey says that Wisconsinites are starting to accept the concept of toll roads to pay for highway construction. More from WSAU reporter Larry Lee.
UW-Milwaukee released the survey saying more state residents believe toll roads will be more acceptable to pay for road work. The UWM Center for Urban Initiatives and Research pollsters were surprised by the shift in public opinion, showing 1 in 3 Wisconsinites now believe toll roads would be the best way to raise additional highway funding. That's still not a majority, but it is a major jump in the number of supporters for toll roads. Over 20% of people surveyed say the state's best option is increased taxes and user fees to help funding. Just 8% say the state should borrow money to pay for DOT projects. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
A group of migrant children has been sent back to Honduras. Federal authorities put them on a plane in New Mexico yesterday. It arrived a few hours later in San Pedro. The group included about a dozen girls, 9 boys, and some adult women. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Meteorologist Justin Lowe said it's going to be another cloudy and cool day, and again, highs will only be in the 60s. We'll top out around 65 degrees. Some partial clearing tonight, another chilly night for this time of year, lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, back to closer to where we should be for this time of year. It'll be partly cloudy with high temperatures mid-70s, and then by Thursday, back to the upper 70s under mostly sunny skies. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.